Just to update you with the breaking news this morning, it is that NI21's Basil McRae has confirmed that the allegation against him is of a sexual nature. He denies any wrongdoing. Where do the events of the last few days then leave NI21? And is there any way back whatsoever? The political commentator Seamus Close and Alex Kane with us this morning. Morning to you, Seamus.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Good morning, Alex.
Good morning, Stephen and Seamus.
Alex, what's your reaction to this? Is NI21 finished?
Well, yeah, I think it has huge difficulties, Stephen. I did note that in Basil's interview with you, there two or three occasions he used the past tense, including his final comment. You know, the message was right, almost like part of him had already accepted that whatever existed 48 hours ago no longer existed. In terms of what the party does now, I mean, a lot of their members and their candidates are saying, oh, we're going to fight on. This party is bigger than the leaders. The leaders have let us down. We're going to get together. My sense is that talking to some of them privately and also what some of them are saying, you know, on the social media, if you put 150 of those people in a room together, their members and their candidates, I suspect that very quickly, just like the Ulster Unionist Party and the old pro and anti-agreement is, the Basil side would be on one side of the room, the John side on the other, and the twain will not be able to meet. So the NI21, while you could argue that it still exists, the title still exists, it still has members, it is not the NI21 that existed 48 hours ago. It is an entirely different creation.
If you listen carefully to that interview this morning that we just did with Basil McRae, Seamus Close, Basil himself said that he wants a full and thorough independent investigation into the allegations, which he strongly denies, made against them. So he is asking for an independent investigation.
Yes,
and there have been comments over recent hours that is not the case, but he has said it publicly this morning.
He has said it publicly, and we have got to take what we hear, and we have got to accept that he wants a full inquiry into it. There are, however, nuances between that type of a statement and earlier statements about and the suggestion, for example, as to why an executive meeting was called that appeared to be, and some of us were saying at the time, look, this just cannot be about designation. There's more to this. There's rustling in the undergrowth. And that is what's coming to the fore now. To talk about NI21, it's NI21 or IP, certainly from my perception, from speaking to other people, because NI21 was the Basil and John concept. It was all about Basil and John. That's how it started. And both of them are now no longer a team, if I can put it politely. We also have had the resignation for the executive from virtually everybody except, I think, there may be one or two people left there, including John and Basil. So the whole concept is dead now. Their election slogan about don't vote for dodos, I think NI21 is as dead as a dodo.
You know, we can't get into the allegations, Alex Kane, on a live radio programme, but he obviously sounded tired this morning. He sounded like a broken man. He's got a lot of pressure on him now. What does he do from here?
Well, he has. I mean, it's one of those strange things, Stephen, you know, irrespective of what you think of, you know, a politician or a party. Interviews like that and moments like that are horrendous, and it really is. I mean, you take a heart of stone not to be able to feel sympathy for anyone in that position. But it is worth bearing in mind, you know, in the past couple of days, you know, Basil has tried to say that, you know, this has been going on, you know, sometime there, almost like the dark forces working against the party. He questioned the whole timing of this yesterday. He suggested, I mean, I think one of the lines twice I've heard now is that our opponents were scared of our success. And yet, interestingly, this morning, Tina McKenzie, the former chairman, who resigned last night, said that this has been going on for months. And her exact quote in today's Belfast Telegraph, she says, she put most of NI21's difficulties down to the dysfunctional relationship between the two men. They hardly speak, and when they do, they can't agree on anything. They disagreed on the election campaign. They have every different ideas about almost everything. They just never agree, full stop. So forget everything else that might have been going on in the background, Stephen, including
amazing when they were so close.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Forget whatever is Basil is facing now personally, and I do actually feel genuinely sorry for anyone in that position. It is quite clear that the leadership of the party When I think I was in your program maybe 2 or 3 months ago, when I did say to you, my sense was that there were huge internal problems, that there was friction, and everyone denied it. They said, you know, there's no friction at all, this is just the media. It is clear these two very, very close friends, not just mates, Stephen, these were two best buddies. I watched them up close and personal for a number of years in the Assembly. These were best friends, everywhere together, enjoyed each other's company, socialized. You know, they just liked each other. They had the same dream. And I talked about them, they did have the same dream. And then suddenly, and I don't know what it is, maybe it's a couple who get married and suddenly realize that personally they really don't share as much as they thought. And that's what makes this such a spectacular downfall, because neither of them can now rescue this. Basil could resign, John can't save it, or the other way around. As it stands, neither man is capable of saving NI21. And Seamus is right. If that is true, and it was built on the back of their joint personalities, the Anton Deck, the Morkman wives, whatever happy couple you want to use as role models, that's what this whole project was built on.
And Seamus Close, just finally, on Wednesday night's Nolan television show, I asked Basil if he was still friends with John McAllister. He said that he was. If he still trusted John McAllister, he said that he did. And here we are on Friday morning. Take that in the context of what I'm about to say. John McAllister is saying he is remaining in the party, as does Basil McRae. So how does that work?
Well, it just doesn't work. I mean, it's as simple as that. It doesn't work. And that's why, whatever angle you look at it, the future for NI21 is certainly not very bright and not very charming. I mean, they were promising to bring us fresh politics. That freshness has now turned extremely sour. The relationships are extremely sour. And the relationships and the feelings and the attitudes of those who, many of whom got into politics for the first time, tramped the streets looking to be elected for this new, fresh idea. I have to say, I have a lot of sympathy for them too.
Well, where do they go now? Where do party members and supporters go now? Do they go to other parties? Do they quit politics? What do they do?
The big thing at the moment, and both Alex and I have been saying this for a long, long time, there's a disconnect between people and the old politics. Here it was claimed was an opportunity for new, fresh politics. Those that have invested in that will now also feel a disconnect with politics, and their pain is going to be very, very difficult to remedy, because they've taken a chance, they've put their heads up above the parapet, and what's happened? Before the votes are even counted, the project in which they've invested so much may well be dead in the water. Where do they go from there? I do not know.
And final question to you, Alex Kane. Do you think we will see John McAllister in the Ulster Unionist Party, for example, back there soon or not?
I don't think so. I think, you know, it's the old Oscar Wilde thing, you know, to lose one party, you know, seems unfortunate. To lose two seems downright careless. I mean, let's put this brutally. John's a friend, but he'll understand I have to put this brutally. He was deputy leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, couldn't work with the leader, had to walk. Deputy leader of NI21, couldn't work with the leader. I don't know. I mean, then, well, the UUP will obviously be delighted at what has happened, because it proves their point to some extent. I'm not convinced they'll be rushing to bring either John or Basil, for that matter, back into the party.
OK. Thank you very much indeed. Alex Kane, Seamus Close, thank you. Morning to you.